You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Browns every Wednesday at 11 p.m. on Sports Time Ohio with a look into the lives of Cleveland Browns players on and off the field. That's tomorrow at 7 p.m., or that's actually Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Sports Time Ohio. So certainly check that out. Nathan Zagura, I'll be on there with Sarah Carnes on ICB. But now joined by Matt Wilhelm here on CBD, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Force. Shout out to our guy Kyle Bond, listening to the show now, Browns Nation in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And he says that this is the biggest game of the year. He said, quote, this is a true character game. How will the Browns respond? And I think that is true. This is a game that a team that wants to be considered a good team, as Gary and Boardman says, needs to win. Good teams will win this game, go on the road and beat a team that is right now flailing like the Tennessee Titans.
You're absolutely right. I've also got another tweet here from Gary and Boardman. It says, biggest game of the year, off of a bye, a team you should beat, good teams, capitalized, win this game. And I agree. It really is. And that's where I talked about it last week after the Baltimore loss to help us get over it was, but I think this first half of football in Tennessee is the make or break half of football for our season. And you hate to say, oh, it's only, you know, our fourth game of the season, but I just, the what's at stake for the ownership of the guys buying into Coach Mike Pettine and the fact that they fixed some of the problems. If we see those same things, you know, your shoulders start to drop, your swag starts to drop, your confidence drops, when it's like, if we really are that team that should be, or could be rather, 3-0, let's see it in this first half of football when you're rested, you're healthy, you've got all your guns, you know this team extremely well, you know, with Coach being there last year and Horton being here last year, we should know them, we should win this game.
Should win this game. That's what the Browns need to do. Come out, dominate a Tennessee Titans team that has struggled. They are getting beaten up on the ground, giving up 127 yards per game. They're 22nd in run defense this year. So that's a place that the Browns should look to exploit, and they've struggled with tight ends. We saw both Dwayne Allen and Kobe Fleener score for the Colts in that game. And let's get into that game for a little bit. Indianapolis beating Tennessee 41-17. The Titans now just 34 points combined in their last three games. They've given up 100. Andrew Luck just, by the way, might be the best quarterback in the NFL. 29 of 41, 393 and four scores. He was phenomenal once again in this game. And you look at from a Tennessee standpoint, they couldn't protect their quarterbacks. Charlie Whitehurst was under duress all day long. He ended up throwing an interception. Mettenberger threw an interception on only his five pass attempts. Whitehurst ended up leading this team in rushing in this game with 40 yards on the ground. And you know, check down Charlie, that's tough for him to do, to lead a team in rushing. But it's a team right now offensively that has no identity. They're not a running football team. They're not a throwing football team. Delanie Walker has been consistently their best weapon on offense. And that's really, and he's a very nice complimentary piece, but he's not someone that carries an offense.
No, you're absolutely right. He's somebody to move around. He's your changeup. He's your Jordan Cameron type of guy who can line up anywhere and make plays. But again, when I look at the Tennessee Titan roster, what surprises me, it's like all their leading rushers, all their leading tacklers are all guys that I identify with other football teams. You know, Sean Green, New York Jets, Wesley Woodard, you know, Denver Broncos, Bernard Pollard, Baltimore Ravens, all those names I associate with another place where they had success, which to me makes it seem like we've got a first-year head coach who overestimated the amount of talent that they have on this roster.
His words.
But what I feel like management has done with Tennessee is trying to, again, patch together as much talent and experience to throw a football team out on the field for 16 games while they figure things out. And what they'll do is they will evaluate who we're going to keep next year and re-sign, or who the guys we're going to let go. And so I really do think that this opponent comes at the right time. Let's take our show on the road, because we've played two very confident games at home, one in which we've won, one of which we lost on a last-second field goal. Let's take our show on the road, you know, show that we can win, you know, away from First Energy Stadium against a team, as we've seen through tweets and calls, and Nathan and I feel we should truly be.
Yeah, certainly this team, it's a game that I think the Browns do have to win and should win against this Tennessee Titans team that's been drubbed by three good teams, granted, in a row, in Dallas, in Cincinnati, and Indianapolis, 33-7 on the road. Now, they did beat Kansas City on the road. They lost at home In their one home game, they lost to Dallas 26-10. So they've had to go on the road three times. They get to come home now and face the Cleveland Browns, and hopefully the Browns can get it done. When you look at the skill position players here, Justin Hunter has certainly been a disappointment, as 138 yards receiving on four games. Kendall Wright averaging under 10 yards a catch again this year. Nate Washington has done nothing. They split the backfield work between Dexter McCluster, Bishop Sankey, and Sean Green. Have not gotten much out of it. I think Sankey is ultimately going to be the best player that they have in that backfield. He was the first running back taken in this year's draft. If you can control the line here, I think the Browns are certainly going to have an opportunity to have a very nice game against a Titans team that gets some pressure on the quarterback, not a lot, has certainly some holes in the back end there. Jason McCourty plays very well, but there are holes in the back end of that defense, and I think you can exploit their linebackers, especially in coverage, where they have really struggled early in the season. So hopefully the Browns will do it. It's huge games, a lot of momentum on the line for Cleveland. Let's go around the NFL, a couple of the other games from Sunday, just to kind of take a look at there. I thought Green Bay with a very strong performance against Chicago, 38-17, a big divisional game. Aaron Rodgers was stupid, 22 out of 28, 302 yards, four touchdowns. And I don't know if you saw this play, but the best play he made didn't even count when he eluded about five guys, threw it back all the way, rolling right back to left to Devontae Adams for what would have been his fifth touchdown, about a 38-yarder that was nullified by penalty. But when Aaron Rodgers is good, there aren't many better than Mr. Rodgers.
No, you're right. And I think
you know it.
We saw
well.
That yesterday. It was a big part of our Super Bowl run. And again, he was playing insane. He had eyes in the back of his head, eluding sacks, able to throw the ball down the field. And another play that truly impressed me as I watched again this morning on ESPN was, you know, that little fade route down inside the 10-yard line. It was less than a second, you know, and that's what this offense is really predicated on. Yep. It's, you know, getting out of the ball, you know, getting your hand off the ball, get it in your receiver's hands, let them go make a play. But again, just like Green Bay, a lot like the Cleveland Browns, those trap passes, to be able to flash that ball and that threat of run that holds those linebackers and safeties to allow those wide receivers to get out into those little zones and make those catches is vital.
No question. Randall Cobb, 7 for 113 and two scores there. Jordy Nelson, 10 for 108 and two scores. Jordy Nelson has been phenomenal, and you'd have to consider him at the very least one of the top five receivers in the National Football League for Chicago. Cutler was solid but came up with two picks there. Matt Forte got going on the ground, 122 yards rushing. Martellus Bennett continues to have a remarkable season. The tight end's got 100 yards or a score in every game this year for this Bears team. What do you think's going on with Eddie Lacy, though, who continues to struggle, just 2.8 yards per carry against a pretty soft defense of Chicago? He has not rushed for more than 50 yards in a single game yet this season.
I think a lot of that is the offensive line. It's a patch job offensive line. And again, but the fact of the matter is that Mike McCarthy and that offensive staff goes in having to feed Eddie Lacy because they know he's gonna you know, get 3 yards in a cloud of dust. You said he's averaging a little less than three, but they have to do that, as I said, to open up those windows in zone or to create those matchups for Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb.
And they certainly did it effectively. Big divisional win there for the Green Bay Packers against Chicago Bears. When we come back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, it will be time for the Roundtable, brought to you by Blue Point Grill, is Kevin Jones, staff writer from ClevelandBrowns.com, and the voice of the Cleveland Browns from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, Jim Donovan. Join Matt and I here to talk Browns, the bye week, and anything else that is on their minds. It'll be the Roundtable, brought to you by Blue Point Grill, and it'll be next.